Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. This morning, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency fired the latest shot in the vehicle emissions battle between the Trump administration and California. Andrew Wheeler announced there will be one nationwide policy with no exemptions for any states.
No state has the authority to opt out of national fuel economy standards, and no state has the authority to set its own fuel economy standards that impact human safety, the environment, and commerce for the rest of the country.
Wheeler went on to say national standards will be best for the auto industry and consumers. Previously, California Governor Gavin Newsom said the lower national standards have more to do with something else.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers. It's not about the health. It's not about our economy.
State Attorney General Javier Becerra plans to take legal action. He's indicated he will sue the federal government over this issue. President Trump is accusing San Francisco of environmental violations over waste and dirty hypodermic needles. Yesterday, he criticized San Francisco over its chronic homeless problem, saying it's allowing a tremendous amount of waste, including dirty needles, to go through storm drains into the ocean. He said the EPA would soon give San Francisco a notice.
If you look at San Francisco, it's a total disaster. What's happening? Where they're going to ruin those cities. And we're going to get involved very soon on a federal basis if they don't clean up their act.
According to the San Francisco Public Utility Commission's website, most grates on street corners are actually catch basins. What's collected there goes to a treatment plant and not the ocean. The only places where some storm drains do go directly to the ocean with minimal treatment are on the outskirts of town. The mayor of San Francisco released a statement, London Breed, writing, "In San Francisco, we are focused on advancing solutions to meet the challenges on our streets, not throwing off ridiculous assertions as we board an airplane to leave the state. If the president wants to talk about homelessness, we are committed to working with our state and federal partners on actual solutions." The city of San Jose appears on the verge of cracking down on sales of vaping products. Yesterday, the city's rules committee met to hear perspectives both for and against a ban. Parents and teachers say kids are getting hooked. Others say the vaping helps cigarette smokers quit that habit. The new regulations will limit sales near schools in the city and ban sales of products not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Tuesday night, the Fremont City Council passed a ban on vaping products and flavored tobacco. Burlingame is also leaning toward a ban. University of California President Janet Napolitano says she is stepping down. She made the announcement at yesterday's Board of Regents meeting at UCLA. The former Homeland Security Secretary has held the position since 2013 and will stay on the job until next August. She then plans to take a year off before returning to UC Berkeley to do some teaching. All right, Mary Lee is in the Weather Center right now tracking our forecast. Looks great behind you.
Yeah, beautiful for today, Michelle, as we are looking at plenty of sunshine. So drier, quieter, brighter weather for today. So here's a live look with our Transamerica cam, and this is looking north with plenty of sunshine. So here's the satellite and radar view. That low pressure system that dropped a cold front yesterday, now pushing out of here and well to our east. And we're looking at a ridge of high pressure building in for us. So that'll be the dominant weather feature over the next several days. So taking you hour by hour on Futurecast, and you can see plenty of sunshine for today. We'll start off the day tomorrow with clear skies and then sunshine in the afternoon for Friday and Saturday with temperatures warming up even more. But for today, seasonal, if not just a little bit below average for this time of year. Looking at highs topping out at 81 in Concord, 80 for Livermore, 76 in San Jose, 73 in Oakland, and 68 for San Francisco. Michelle?
All right. Well, we love animal stories. This one is from Vallejo. Three lion cubs, two males and a female, have joined the Six Flags Discovery Kingdom theme park. Their names, Savo, Amari, and Tal. The young lions are just 3 months old, and they came from a Six Flags park in New Jersey. Aren't they cute?
Oh my goodness.
They're
adorable.
So cute. You just want to hold them and then they grow up to be big and they'll eat you.
Cute for now.
For now, you
later.
Can pet them.
Right,
just watch. Right. Well, we are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen in and watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.